searching for my lost sugar of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One day. Brighten your day with a little Jimmy Buffett this morning, Margaritaville, wishing we were on the beach. I was on the beach last week, but I have back to reality, and it's great to be back. I'm enjoying talking with you. I hope you're having a great week. I have the lovely Jenny Hinton with the Santa Rosa Update this morning, and it's going to be a great morning. We're going to talk about all things hydration, food, nutrition, maybe a canning class. I mean, it's going to be a good time. If you want to join in the conversation, please do, 437-1620. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Tammy?
Good. Did you like my Jimmy Buffett?
I love Jimmy Buffett. Hey, you got a native of the area. That's good, too.
Yeah, it was great. I had to find, like, the middle part, you know, of the song where it gets to the good part.
Right.
Margaritaville. So we are going to talk about hydration today.
Yes.
Which is so important. We live in Florida. We're on the water. I learned my lesson right away living in Florida about drinking water when you're on the water.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when I first got here, and it was not a good. Yes. So, and she has some great PowerPoint here, talk about it all. So that's wonderful. So there's sort of myths or facts about drinking water?
Oh, sure. Well, one, I guess the main one is everybody thinks the rule is if there's a rule that you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. And there is a recommendation, but that really varies so much depending on who you are, what you're wearing, what the weather's like, if you have any medical conditions, and how active you are. Because the more active you are and the hotter it is outside, of course, the more fluid you need. And I say fluid because instead of water, because we know water's important, right? Mm-hmm. We know that's absolutely the best way to hydrate. But there's so many other good ways to hydrate that sometimes we forget about.
So maybe like eating fruit?
Eating fruit is a great way. Yeah. And I mean, you look at watermelon, which is coming into season here really soon, and it's 90% water.
I know. It's amazing.
So, yeah, and many of the other melons and oranges. And most all fruit has a lot of water. Some of the veggies, too. Cucumbers and tomatoes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The celery, I think, has a lot of water in it, too.
Celery has a lot of water, and lettuce as well.
Yeah, so if you're out and about and you need a snack, it's always good to have something that has a lot of, will hydrate you as well. So that's great.
And I know if you're into nutrition, we kind of knock iceberg lettuce, right? Because there are almost no nutrients in it. Mm-hmm. But it is full of water, so it's good for that, if nothing else.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that with iceberg lettuce, but I guess you're right. Yeah. It is full of water. So it's a myth then that you need to drink 8 glasses a day, everybody in the world, basically. So it just depends on what your activity level is, if you're sweating a lot today, if you're out gardening, or if you're in the office.
And there is a lag between when you're starting to get dehydrated and when you get thirsty. But for most of us, drinking when we feel the least bit thirsty can help keep us fully hydrated. And you know, as we get older, that changes a little bit because that thirst mechanism isn't as active. It isn't as sensitive. Mm-hmm. So we have to be more careful about drinking intentionally.
True.
But, for most of us, it works that way.
Perfect. And I noticed, too, the more I drink water, if I drink anything else other than water, say I'm out to dinner and I have a sweet tea, I can tell right away. Can you tell, like, you're dehydrated? Like, oh, I need some water.
No. Because
if you drink it all the time, I always feel that way. I'm like, oh, man.
But I do feel that way if I drink a drink that has sugar in it.
Maybe
like
that's
sweet
it.
Tea or soda or something like that. Mm-hmm. I just am still thirsty when I am done
drinking
it. Right,
you're still thirsty. Yeah, you need some
water. I drink
water.
Unsweet tea, and that's my issue. I have to really be intentional with drinking, with mixing that up with water some, too. But you know, tea and coffee are not the bad guys that we always thought they were.
Really?
Either. They've got significant health benefits.
True. I've heard of health benefits for coffee and tea. Maybe not the Southern tea that has 3 cups of sugar. But
I am absolutely not talking about sugar here.
Everyone's like, oh, sweet tea.
No.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Right. But they do have health benefits, and the caffeine can become a problem, but up to a certain point, tea and coffee, yes, they're diuretics, but they both actually contribute to our hydration. up to a point, and that point, that tipping point, is because of the caffeine. And that's like a third of a cup to four cups of coffee, depending on the amount of caffeine.
Okay.
Or anywhere up to eight cups of tea, because it's got half the caffeine that coffee does.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, so we're talking about water, hydration.
Yes.
You know, ways you can get hydrated other than water, such as eating fruit, things like that. If you want to join in the conversation, you're welcome to 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Jenny Hinton here with the Santa Rosa Update. So this is going to be a fun show. We're talking about hydration, nutrition, maybe a canning class, things like that. So if you want to join in the conversation, give us a shout out, 437-1620. So what? Why does water matter to us? Why is it so important?
Oh, it's important because water is the largest component of our body. It's about 60% of our body. And if you talk about different organs like your brain or your muscles, they're 75% water. Yeah. And that's why dehydration is so critical to avoid.
Right.
Because our body has to have water to sustain itself. And that's one reason I love to talk about water and teach about water. And when I say water, I'm talking about hydration in general. Because it's one of the few things that you can do, nutrition-wise or what have you, that you can have immediate, discernible results. You start drinking water, and you can improve your alertness and your mood, your stress level. Stress is linked to hydration. So many things you can change just by that one little tweak in what you do.
Interesting. I didn't know that stress and hydration would go together. Mm.
It's all linked to the cortisol levels and the hydration. Dehydration increases your cortisol levels, which it's cortisol being your stress
hormone.
Yeah. So it's kind of a cycle. If you start to feel stressed, you can start to become a little dehydrated. You don't drink as much. If you become a little dehydrated, you become more stressed, and it just kind of rolls like that.
And I think sometimes we're like, we're tired, we're stressed, so we don't reach for water.
Right.
Right? We're reaching for... I have had a Red Bull in my life.
Yes.
Not something I drink every day. But if I'm like, oh, I need a Red Bull. But then it's the cycle again of caffeine and sugar and dehydration. So that's why it's important to drink water instead of reaching for, you know, a Monster.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. And it's good to know that balance. You know, a Monster's going to tip the scales pretty quickly if you're looking at that maximum caffeine intake.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better to just have your cup of coffee in the morning. And, you know, a cup of coffee in the morning is so good anyway because it's full of antioxidants. And they've established this link to risk of stroke from that. But here's the cool thing. You get that effect from your first cup, and it doesn't seem to increase any as you drink more and more. So that one cup of coffee or tea, hot tea, whatever, in the morning makes the difference.
That is so cool. I didn't know. I'm so glad you're here today, Jenny, because I just love talking all things nutrition. So this, I'm learning all kinds of fun stuff. She has a fun little little photo on her PowerPoint. I just saw some idiot at the gym put a water bottle in the Pringles holder on the treadmill.
Right. It's all about perception, right?
Now I'm never going to look at it the same.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick my water bottle in there and be like, oh, this is for Pringles.
Yep, yeah.
That's great. So the water work connection. It's hard to play catch up, but start the day hydrated.
Yes. Because, you know, there are three ways that we lose water during any time during the day. We lose it through perspiring, we lose it through breathing, and we lose it through urinating when we go to the restroom. And so when we're sleeping, we're breathing, often we're perspiring, and we start the day a little bit dehydrated. And so we're just kind of playing catch up all through the day. So a great piece of advice is before your feet ever hit the floor in the morning, drink a glass of water, and then you're catching up on that hydration, and you're starting your day off right with less fatigue, more energy, more alertness because of that water.
That is a great suggestion. It's always good to have daily routines, and that's a good daily routine to implement. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're going to take a quick break and get back talking about all things hydration and nutrition. Welcome back. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for listening and joining in. If you'd like to join in the conversation, please do, 437-1620. I have Jenny Hinton here with the Santa Rosa Update. She is giving me some awesome information, some things I actually didn't know about hydration, ways that you can get dehydrated and actually hydrated. Jenny, we were talking about athletes and what they drink afterwards. Right. So we were talking about how sports drinks are actually bad for you. They're not that great for you. And I know a lot of kids in soccer right now and things like that. Actually, they can dehydrate you, correct? Because there's just so much salt in them.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Actually, it's the sugar content that we're more concerned about with those. So, but I mean, when you need it and you need the electrolytes, you need it. But what they have learned and what they're using now on the college campuses and so forth, a lot of people might know, when you're doing strenuous activity, and we're talking more than an hour of strenuous activity, one of the best recovery drinks is milk. And so they're giving chocolate milk to the athletes at the colleges and so forth for recovery because it's good for so many things. It also replenishes those electrolytes, and it gives you also the right balance of protein and carbs. It can actually help repair and rebuild your muscles. And that, you know, the calcium and the vitamin D are good, too, in milk because they strengthen your bones and they reduce the risk of fractures that are so common, especially when we're talking about things like football and so forth. But they do replace, when you exercise, you do lose some sodium. And that's one of the reasons that those energy drinks have what they have in them. But the milk can also replace that sodium and potassium and magnesium as well, which are involved with hydration and keeping your body more hydrated and with
I wonder
balance.
If it's just cow's milk. I need to look into that.
I don't know
that. I personally don't drink cow's milk.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the plant-based milk, I know it has a lot of the nutrients.
It's got the calcium that mostly it does when they fortify it.
I'll have to look into that and see what the science is behind that, because that's very interesting to me.
Isn't it funny? Yeah. But now, for most of us who are going to exercise an hour or less, water is still and always the best way to hydrate.
Okay.
And it's good. The American College of Sports Medicine says drink about 2 cups of water about 2 hours before you exercise for your best results. And then, of course, you want to drink during and after as well.
Have you ever heard of drinking beet juice before you exercise?
I have not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look into that, because that's supposed to give you a lot of energy, too, and probably hydration, too.
Well,
it is a little spicy.
Oh, I bet it is.
I heard it's really good as well. If you want to join in our conversation, you're welcome to 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. So what are some dehydration symptoms that we need to look for?
Dehydration affects so many different systems in your body. One thing is it's going to lower your energy as you get dehydrated because it's going to slow your metabolism, and that lowers your ability to exercise efficiently. So again, we were talking about stress being a cycle. That's also kind of a vicious cycle. It makes it harder for your kidneys to flush toxins out of your body, and so that kind of sets up an environment for infection, so it affects your kidneys as well. Of course, it affects your regularity. When you're low on water, we won't go into the details.
We won't,
but I'll tell you right now,
if you have GI issues, it can cause mental health issues as
well. Sure, it can. Sure, absolutely.
So it's all connected.
Yeah. People don't think about blood pressure. When you're dehydrated, your blood actually gets thicker, and it makes it harder to pump through your body. And so now you're talking about issues with high blood pressure. It affects your nose and your respiration, so that you become more vulnerable to airborne attack, and we've all been worried about that in the last few years, you know, from germs and so forth. Your skin, if anybody's ever noticed dry, flaky skin, a lot of that can be attributed to dehydration as well.
Absolutely. And then we talk about the symptoms of dehydration would be like a headache, feeling cranky, tired. If your urine is a different color.
It is. But, you know, there are two symptoms that make it really, really easy to know when you're dehydrated. One is your urine. And if it is a darker, as it gets darker and darker, you're less dehydrated and you know that you need to go and drink something. And if you're using the restroom less than every couple of hours.
Oh.
Like if you're going 4 or 6 hours without a bathroom break, you're dehydrated.
And that goes for everybody?
And that's for everybody. Yeah.
That is good to know. Thank you so much for that. Absolutely. And then it says over here, the stress dehydration connection. So yeah. Normally we reach for a glass of wine at night.
Yeah. Well, and
no,
if you're well hydrated,
that
that's
one.
Just fine.
So we're okay if we drink water all day, right, Jenny?
Right. Your wine is definitely not going to help with that. But yeah, if you're hydrated and you want a glass of wine, you're fine. But yeah, the stress results are almost mimic the symptoms that you get from dehydration. And it is such a vicious cycle because you get stressed out, you're not drinking as much, it's going to cause more stress. It physically causes more stress because it's raising your cortisol or your stress hormone levels.
Absolutely.
When you get dehydrated.
So drink your water every day. I have a cup that is like a 40-ounce one, and I just keep it filled up so it's always around me. And that's a helpful when you have something next to you so you're not stopping by the gas station or trying to find it somewhere. Get you a reusable cup. That's always helpful. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm speaking to Jenny Hinton with Santa Rosa Update. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about a canning class that's coming up if you're interested. Listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this Wednesday morning. I have Miss Jenny Hinton here with Santa Rosa Update. We're talking all things hydration. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm doing really well.
And if you want to join in this conversation, you're welcome to 437-1620. We are talking about hydration and ways we can get hydrated other than water.
Right.
You can get hydrated eating certain foods, fruits. Coffee's good. Tea is good.
Coffee and tea if you're not adding a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. Fruit juice can be okay, too, if you're limiting it because of all that sugar. Or if you're adding, say, sparkling water to it. That way it's very much like a soda, but a little bit healthier for you. Well, a whole lot healthier for you.
And you teach these classes, correct?
I do. I'm with the University of Florida IFAS Extension in Santa Rosa County. And I teach out in the community. We're considered faculty at the university, but our classroom is actually the community in general.
Nice. Very good. And you were talking to me about a canning class
coming up. I was. We've got a bunch of canning classes coming up right in the middle of June, probably June 17th, and I just need to check to make sure the blueberries are going to be ripe. We're going to can some blueberry jam and then maybe some blueberry conserve as well, which is jam with raisins and nuts and citrus added to it. And then as we go into the fall, well, later in the summer, we'll be doing tomato salsa. Later in the fall, we'll be doing some apple butter and some
cranberry.
How
do we sign up for this?
Well, we have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Santa Rosa County Extension is the name of the page. And we always will advertise our classes on that. People can also call 850-623-3868. And we'll stick them on the mailing list, and they'll get an email whenever there's a new class.
Well, you definitely
up.
Don't want to miss out on that.
Right.
That's going to be so
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
And, Christmas presents. I'm just saying that. That's a good way for Christmas presents if you want to do that. Because my friend did that one year, and I got the privilege of having some, and it was super nice. Thank you so much, Jenny, for joining me this morning. It was a pleasure having you. Stay tuned. We have Paul Epstein with Running Wild. We have a Fox News update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom.